It's the morning show on the Ideas Network. I'm John Munson. A proposal from the Chancellor of the University of Wisconsin-Stevens Point this week would cut six humanities majors and aims to change the school to one that mixes liberal arts into career-minded majors. Our guest journalist joins us to offer the latest details on the plan and what next steps would look like. Did you graduate from UW-Stevens Point with a humanities degree? What do you make of this possible change? What do you think about cutting French, German, geology, geography, and two programs within the art department at UW-Stevens Point? Good idea? Bad idea? Why not? Under this change, the school aims to meld liberal arts into career-minded majors. What do you think of that push? Is this a good idea? And again, why or why not? 800-642-1234. 800-642-1234. Ideas at WPR.org. You can also tweet us at WPR Mornings. Karen Herzog is the higher education reporter for the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. Karen, welcome to the morning show.
Thank you. Good morning.
Okay, so under this proposal, a number of programs in the humanities majors would be cut. Did I have that right, that it was languages and history and things like that?
That's correct, but one point I should make is that not all of those are humanities. People would make the distinction that, yes, it's liberal arts, but geography and geology are not part of the humanities.
Yeah, I was going to say, I thought those were sciences, but...
Correct.
Okay.
True.
Okay, so why were these particular degrees selected?
There is a lengthy conversation over the last several months on campus involving faculty, students, staff, led by Provost Greg Summers, and the chancellor obviously was a part of that conversation. Now, the proposal that ultimately was presented yesterday was not shared with the people who've been involved in the committee until after it was finalized, which might be a point of contention for some, saying, well, gee, we feel like, you know, you just asked us what we thought, and then you decided what you wanted to do. But the decision was based on numbers. Quite a bit of it is numbers. History majors around the country have been declining, and the history major is a really good example of one that has lost almost half of its enrollment as a major in the last 5 years. So these are low-demand majors that will be replaced by high-demand majors, and an interdisciplinary approach that completely reshapes the university in terms of how its academic structure is set up.
Okay, so something that's part of this push is we're talking about melding the humanities and some of these other programs into career-minded majors. What does that even mean?
Well, there's a lot of conversation about workforce needs. And when students go to college, a lot of times they don't have any idea what they really want to do with their degree. They know that they have an intense interest in a subject area, and so they pick what excites them, which is what people encourage them to do. In the past, you could take history and find a job. You know, there are lots of famous people who majored in history, John F. Kennedy, Richard Nixon, Lee Iacocca. But today,
the host of this radio program.
There you go. And actually, the architect of this proposal, the provost, majored in history and was a history professor at UW-Stevens Point. But the world has changed. The critical thinking skills are, and the team building, all of those things that are fundamental to the liberal arts are still extremely important. But there's also concern from parents and students that, hey, I want to make sure that I can actually get a job when I graduate. So their idea, the concept, is to infuse more of a background to broaden your understanding of skills and to broaden your skill set, so when you graduate, you hopefully are on a better track for a career.
Is part of what's driving this the way that the cost to the students has gone up dramatically over the past 20 to 30 years, and at the same time the level of state support has gone in the other direction? So is this ultimately about money?
That's how it started, and I think that certainly is at the heart of it. UW-Stevens Point has a nearly $8 million structural deficit. So it was certainly driven by money, But also there's a conversation across the country now about does a college degree pay off? I mean, universities are under a lot of scrutiny because there's some who say that, you know, college degree isn't as valuable as it used to be because it's so expensive. And there is a concern that, you know, that it takes longer sometimes to graduate. So part of this thinking here, too, is to streamline majors and try to speed up the time it takes for students to get through with better advising. That's a critical part of this, is better advising to really guide students and get them through faster.
Well, I mean, advising has been something that's been sort of a sore point for decades, so that's not new. But what about the idea that one of the reasons that students might need more than 4 years to complete a degree is because they're working three jobs to try to pay their tuition?
Absolutely true, and that's one of the other factors that the university is talking about, and that's the need to have more online courses, the flexibility that, you know, you can take your course whenever you have time to study it online. But absolutely, the cost and the fact that a lot of students are working while going to school does make the time require more time to get through. But also, advising is a problem, and it always has been a case where, you know, universities get a reputation for just taking students' money and not really helping them get through. And now there's a lot of pressure that they really do need to guide them more.
So what would these cuts mean for faculty at UW-Stevens Point? Are we losing positions there?
Well, it's not entirely clear how it's going to be done. At this point, they're discussing 6 to 10 positions of faculty. Now, that doesn't necessarily mean tenured faculty. Some of them could be adjuncts. UW-Stevens Point has 317 faculty members, and 98 of them are on the tenure track. And as you know, tenured faculty are never laid off. I shouldn't say never, but rarely laid off, because that's a job protection that is included under academic freedom. Mm-hmm. So they could do layoffs, but nothing about that has been decided. They could, in phasing out majors, have people shifted to other disciplines, mm-hmm. you know, other places within the university. There could be retirements, there could be people who leave, and some would argue that, you know, taking away a history major waters down the expertise in a university, but at the same time they want to focus on strength areas like natural resources.
Sure. What happens to students enrolled in the programs that are being cut?
Well, they would be allowed to continue their program and finish their degree. And admissions to that major, those majors actually also are continue to be open until the Board of Regents takes a final vote on this. So if your student is interested in majoring in history and they're applying for admission this fall, they would, they would be allowed to go into those majors, and they would just phase them out over time as the students currently in them would finish them.
And we're not talking about just eliminating the history department altogether. Students could still take classes in history or geology or one of the languages we mentioned, right?
Absolutely. What they're talking about is reducing the number of upper level courses. So
okay.
The depth of what you learn would be changing. But those disciplines would be incorporated into these so-called career focused majors. And you could still take them absolutely as a gen ed requirement, although fewer students are taking history courses, in part because they take AP U.S. history in high school and get the credit for that in college.
You mentioned the Board of Regents. I assume that's the next step for this proposal, is that it goes to the Regents for their approval?
Well, ultimately, it goes to the Regents. But what's next is the campus community will have 90 days to review the proposal. And they can provide feedback to the chancellor, and there could be changes to it. But at the end of the 90 days, then the Board of Regents would take, because of majors being cut, they routinely, you know, adjust the academic array at campuses. But because there's a possibility of a layoff, that would require Board of Regents approval and involvement.
Yeah, layoff is, that's two words no university administrator ever wants to use. Karen Herzog, higher education reporter for the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, thank you, Karen, so much for joining us this morning to talk about this. I appreciate your time.
Thank you for having me.
You're listening to The Morning Show here on the Ideas Network. Appreciate your time this morning. I'm John Munson. It's the Ideas Network.